Welcome into Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton.
And I'm Dr. Zach Clinton, and together we're your hosts. Thank you for joining us.
If you enjoyed today's program and you feel called to help us equip the church to provide mental health care and to help those in need, visit our foundation at aaccfoundation.org. That's aaccfoundation.org. Hey, there you're going to find a little bit more about the impact we're having in local communities to strengthen families and individuals. We're on a mission to help equip people everywhere to improve their relationship with God and the ones they love.
We'd love for you to be a part of our family. Let's bring a message of hope and encouragement to today's generations. Your gift ensures that this program and your station remain on the air. And on today's program, my dad, Dr. Tim Clinton, will be joined by a great guest. So let's get started.
We have a special program today. Joining me is a wonderful Christian friend. He's an ordained pastor, author, one of America's most popular Christian comedians. True delight to be around. The one and only Dennis Swanberg. Dennis has a lot of wisdom when it comes to marriage, his marriage to Lori, a valuable perspective on raising sons and just doing life together. Let's dive in.
Hey.
Dennis, I know you minister to a lot of couples in your events. I mean, what are you hearing out there on the front lines? What has your attention, and how do you really try to encourage couples?
You know, I try to encourage them to, you know, keep a little spice in the life. My wife and I, we're so different, and she reminds me. She says, "I'm not you," and I want to go, "Oh, that's the truth." And she said, "I'm not your mother either," and I went, "Boy, that's the truth." Boys, let me tell you something. We're not married to our mother. We're married to our wife. And you know what? That's a challenge. But you know, it's sort of a mystery. Laurie and I, we have 46 coming up, and she's still a mystery to me to figure out. I like that challenge. That challenge keeps me all the way to the finish line. And I'm learning and I'm growing and being her friend and she being my friend. And I tell you what I love about my little honey love, my sugar baby, my woman. She's got my back. And she's got discernment, and I need to listen to her. I don't just need to listen to her. I need to learn when I listen to her. She has something to say. She's my helpmate, and I should be hers as well. Well, guys, you know, love your wife. Just love her, period. Gut it up. Love her. Make she gut it up and put up with you.
Dennis, you're on the road a lot, probably some icy patches in your relationship. Not easy, but somehow you got to stay wired in together. You got to keep that love tank full. A lot of people are running on empty, the old Jackson Brown song. Yeah, Dennis, yeah. It's hard. How do you navigate those kind of times of disaffection or distance or what have you in your relationship? How do you keep it warm?
You know, like when you're in your car, you got to look at your gauges every now and then. My daddy, Floyd Leon, he was teaching me to drive. He said, "Check." He was in the military, you know, National Guard for 21 years. Army. He said, "Check your gauges. Every 10 seconds, check your gauges." I went, "Check your gauges." You know what? We've got to check our gauges and know if we're getting low. We expect that little light to come on and say, you know, you're getting low. You better, you know, we need to check our gauges. We need to check oil, gas, and all that. And same way with our wife. And that's a hard part because sometimes I just feel like, you know, if she would be better, I would be better. If she would be everything I dream of her being, then we would do good. And the reason if I sin or if I have trouble with this or that, it's because of her. Well, check your gauges. You're going all the way back to Adam. You know, she gave me the apple. You know, Adam, take responsibility. And so I have to remind myself that after 40 plus years of marriage, it's on. Check your gauges. The word, stay in the word, men. Those sticky notes that I leave her, you know, today she got a list of some of the things that y'all might talk about when you send it. Somehow she got that little woman. She knows everything that's going on. And she sent me a thing. She said, "Don't tell them about the sticky notes." Well, dadgum, I didn't really know she liked the sticky notes. I leave her sticky notes whenever I leave the refrigerator, you know, in the microwave, you know, on the, you know, at the washing machine, at the bathroom. "I love you, baby. You're on my mind. I'll always love, you know, just, you know, hubba hubba." I didn't know she appreciated that or not, because I write her notes all the time. She never writes me notes. I write her notes all the time. But today she said, "Tell them about the sticky notes." Dadgum, I guess the sticky notes. I'm going to keep doing it.
I know keeping your hands clasped, keeping intimacy there. Dennis, I think I've heard you talk about wearing that mask at night. And
That CPAP machine, baby. I put that baby on and I do my Bill Clinton and I just say, inhale. You know, just sometimes it leaks, you know, just and Laura's going, we're leaking. And just, she's a quiet, sweet, everybody at the product table. Oh, she's so sweet and so nice, 4'11" going to heaven. Let me tell you, buddy, when that mask is leaking, I hear from that little woman. But here's the deal for some of you right now. You don't want anybody to know you wear a CPAP machine. Let me tell you, on Sunday morning, we see the lines in your face.
Dennis, you're no stranger to pain. I want to keep going here for a moment because I go back to the icy patches. But sometimes, you know, everyday life, it's just kind of, there are ups and downs. We know that. That's that kind of just normal, horizontal, this is the way life is. But every now and then, these vertical bombs come dropping in out of nowhere, Dennis, and they literally blow up your world. I mean, where what you normally were able to press through, now it's like a whole different deal. And Dennis, you guys have had a couple of bombs go off on you, and you keep, somehow God keeps something in your heart that keeps you going, that keeps you dialed in. Maybe the two of you. Everything, it's like all hell coming against you.
Oh, yeah. And I tell you what, there's some tough times when you're out there trying to be funny and you're up on the stage and one of your boys is in jail or one of your boys is in rehab or, you know, you've gotten a tough word, you know, about, you know, a divorce or this or that in your family and your loved ones. And here I'm up trying to be funny. I remember when I was out there in California and I knew that Dustin, well, this was, you know, 20 years ago or more, a little more, I guess, but about 15 years ago, I remember he was down in San Clemente in a rehab while I'm 20 minutes up the road trying to make people laugh. And you say, well, how do you do that? Well, doctors have to go work and do surgery. Plumbers have to do plumbing, you know, flush it, it's coming through, you know. I'll tell you what keeps me going is the call of God. Now, that sounds pastoral, but you know what? I'm called to be married. I'm called to be a dad. I'm called to keep going. I'm called to be strong, keep the message going. And yeah, I have my days when I kick the can and I kick the dog, but I don't kick my wife and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, my boys, they're doing well. I wrote this book we'll talk about later, but grit, you know, grit. Don't quit. You know, we can't quit. And my boys haven't quit. You know, even in their trouble or their addictions or this or that, there's always that possibility of suicide. I'm a realist. I understand that. You know, if you keep trying and trying and failing, you feel like, well, I'm nobody. It's life's over. Well, my oldest son, Chad, told me one day in the midst of all that, he said, you know, Dad, I hadn't quit. Life is a struggle. But we don't quit. We keep going. We keep using our spiritual gifts. And I guess if I was going to say what my gift is mercy. But if I had a problem, I was the great enabler. You know, I wanted my boys to have it better than me. I wanted them to have more than what I had. Probably gave them way too much. But, you know, the bottom line is it really falls down on them. I can't fix anything. But praise the Lord, Holy Spirit can. Holy Spirit can convict. Holy Spirit can grow them, mature them. And we've seen that. We've seen that with our boys in their 40s, and we praise the Lord for it.
That's great news, Dennis. And you're right, grit. That press through, that resilience piece, somehow in the midst of it all, you got to keep believing. You got to stay strong. You got to hold on. You got to press in together, Dennis. That's how you win this deal. And that's how you, by the way, keep the happy in Valentine's Day. It's work. It's intentional every day of your life. Hey, you're listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family. Our special guest today is Dennis Swanberg. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton, co-host here with my son, Zach. Dennis, just keeping this conversation going, one of the things I love about you is you're such a great dad. You love being a father. I've met Chad numerous times, but it's a pretty tough go out there for men and this whole issue of fathering. What have you learned as you've kind of navigated the waters yourself, and what are you seeing out there on the front lines? What are you hearing from dads?
I see dads that are having a hard time making a change or opening up and seeing their life for reality. But I tell you what helps men is transparency. I'm going to tell you what, like at Ignite and at other events that you do, when a man gets up there and he's transparent, the room changes. And men have an opportunity to change. It moves them to a point of decision. You know, I've seen it with you. Ben Roethlisberger, I'll never forget that men's event. He got up there and he shared. And I think I looked at you, I said, the room just changed. And it shifted with 5,000 men all of a sudden became vulnerable and open to change. And we saw that. Men reach men. I really believe it. It moves us to change, and we realize there's a power of the testimony. More men need to give testimonies. More men need to step and share their story. Jesus always told them a story, but tell them the old story and share your story. If I was to look at my own life, you know, I needed probably to give my boys more time. I was on the road a lot, you know. My boys have had their bumps in the road, their troubles. And so, you know, I've had people tell me, I've had preachers say, well, you've been gone too much, hadn't you? You probably are on the road too much. And I just agreed with them. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I probably was. But I am merciful. I am a merciful man. But I realize I need to be a consistent man. And I need to have a balance between mercy and enabling. And there's a fine line there for all of us. But I really believe, I've always loved my boys. I've told my church when I was a pastor years ago, I don't care what they do, I love my boys. I love my, you know, I love watching how you love Zach. You know, when I see y'all together, your eyes just light up. You see him, he's a man, he's married. And just when I observe that, but iron sharpens iron. And men, your son wants to be sharpened by you. He wants you to be a godly man, but he wants you to be a man's man. And he wants you in his life. And we know that from other stories and friends of ours that talk, if you don't have that with your dad, there's a hole in your heart. And the only thing that can heal it is when you forgive your dad. But man, we have an opportunity to be involved in their life, love them and say, I'm sorry. And ask for forgiveness when you need to ask for forgiveness and say, I believe in you and I'm not giving up on you. And may I say this, when your kids do something stupid or whatever, just be reminded the first word you say is what they're going to remember. You know, if I say good night, stupid, you stupid, they're going to remember that for the rest of life. But if I can pause and somehow say, I love you, son. I love you, buddy. Come here and hold them. Doesn't mean that we won't have some good conversations after that, but their first words they need to hear is, I love you.
Dennis, I wanted to ask you, they say hindsight's 20/20. We get that looking back over the years. You think of moments where something happened. Maybe there was an arrow to the heart or something. There was, if you could get a do-over, what you'd go back and do over. And I want to stay with this piece because I think a lot of moms and dads are listening right now and they're thinking about their own son, maybe a wayward son, somebody who's off the reservation, if you will, gone. They're looking back and they're trying to figure out, hey, woulda, shoulda, coulda, and where am I at right now? But Dennis, I want to stay with you and your vulnerability with your own family. As you look back, can you identify some pinpoints that you've often thought about? And these are the kind of conversations, again, do what you were talking about earlier. You're opening up the heart here for a moment.
When my boys, you know, started drinking and stuff like that in college and everything, and all of a sudden it became a real problem. And I had to face, you know, you want to be in denial, you know, they're just going through a stage. But if all of a sudden they cross that line and all of a sudden there's an addiction, you know, what do you do? With Dustin, our youngest, you know, way back in 2009, you know, one day we didn't know where he was. And we finally, our family, we found him. He was in jail in Central Texas. And so I left Louisiana, Monroe, drove 7 hours through the night, showed up down there, going to go and pay his bail, come outside. And then God said, if you love him, leave him. And I went, you know, I didn't hear a voice. The only time I've closest I've heard of hearing God's voice is when Laurie tells me something. But I went back inside because it was my heart. And I said, I don't want him. Would y'all keep him? And they said, okay, we'll keep him. They said, aren't you a speaker? I said, yes, sir, but today I'm just a dad. And they said, we'll just keep him. So I got out in the car and drove home. Laurie called and said, you got Dusty? I said, yeah. I said, I left him. You left him? I said, I left him because God told me to. Of course, that's when your women say, okay. But if it goes south later, they'll go, see, you left him. You left him. You know, but I left him for 9 days. But on the fourth, when I went and picked him up, I sent him out to California. On his fourth day, he said, I am helpless. Now, I can't make that happen, but I can set up and I can work along with the Lord, not to enable. I had love. I love him. I'm going to get him help. But he had to say, I'm helpless. And from that moment, you know, he's made progress. Chad, in the same ways, had his ups and downs, but I believe in him. You can't quit believing in them, you know, and hoping and trusting. And again and again and again, that everlasting love, that unconditional love that I know from the Lord, because we're all recovering from something. And he's working with me day by day. And it'll be 2 years on Father's Day, Chad walked the aisle and got saved. Well, you know, I baptized him when he was six, but he'd watched The Chosen and watched all The Chosen. And when he came to the end and about Mary Magdalene, you know, messed up and Jesus said, I want you back. I mean, that touched him, that gum movie, instead of my preacher. But we baptized him. It's beautiful. They videoed it. I didn't know they were videoing it. And Dustin and Chad said, show that to people, Dad, when you're on the road. And I have, and I'm going to tell you, people respond like unbelievable to know that I'm real. The way I am, I had a lady just send me a note today. My daughter said, you're the same at Olive Garden as you are on the stage. Well, I'm an open person. That's my personality. But we want to see something authentic. And I'll tell you, Holy Spirit in and through you and me and all of us is authentic.
Dennis, I think there are a lot of people out there listening to your story, for example. Pretty much everybody has a somebody that they break all the rules for. In other words, they swear they're not going to, they're drawing a line, they're not going to cross a line, but then again, here they come in, rescuing, doing whatever. And by the way, it's hard to do that old Dobson tough love stuff, you know that? And you got to do it carefully, judiciously. I always want to recommend people get wisdom, a lot of godly advice, you know, in these kind of situations. But Dennis, somewhere, love says the only way this thing's going to fix itself is if you do put a line in the sand and you say, hey, listen, we've got to go there. I'm going to go with you. I'm going down into that dark place with you until we can come up out of there. You know that? But Dennis,
and that way they know it's clear that they've made that decision to step over, to step, not to cross the line or to step across the line. It's their decision, but I'll be right there with you too. But if not, I can't enable you. I'll encourage you. I love you. I want you to come over for supper. I want you to come for Christmas, Thanksgiving, but I can't enable you anymore.
Dennis, what about those people listening right now who they've blown it? They really have messed up. They made a couple of bad decisions as a mom or dad, and they know it. And they're sitting back, and it's really overwhelming for them. It's flooding for them because there's alienation. They're not talking. They maybe not even get to see their kids or grandkids anymore, what have you. Talk to us, because that's a big-time issue out there right now.
It really is, and I hear it everywhere I go. You know, the old preacher in me, you confess it. Confess your sins to one another that you may be healed. Confess it to the Lord. Remember the better days, and then let's return to that, and let's then be re-energized to be all that we can be at this day and time. That's all we can do. I can live this life. Yeah, I may not. They won't let me see my grandkids. They won't let me send gifts. So I'll put the gifts in the garage, or I'll write a long letter. I mean, some people can be really mean. to you know to mom and dad. They don't recall all the good maybe that we have done, but the best thing is for our kids and loved ones to see that we love the Lord, we love our spouse, we're going to enjoy life, we're going to go on a cruise, because this Christian life is the life to live. And the best thing they can see is that we love, and yes, we can say, I'm sorry and forgive me. I don't know where I failed you, but I know probably failed you, but I'm sorry, but I got to go on living. Because I'm going to tell you, when folks are on having their difficulties and their addictions, they can lie better than anybody else I've ever known in my life. Unbelievable. So I have to see through the lie and just wait and be patient and let them hit bottom.
Dennis, you have been sensational. A minister of encouragement, not only to the world. Dennis, you're encouragement to me. You have been, and to our family. You know that? And Dennis, I people listening right now, seriously, you need to get out to a Dennis Swanberg event. You need to laugh again. Some of you, again, haven't laughed in forever. It's time. It's time to get some of that back. The joy of the Lord ultimately is our strength. And in the midst of it, yeah, you've got to make lemonade out of those lemons that are coming your way. You have to, Dennis. Otherwise, you're going to die and suck it up like an old prune, if you will. Dennis, on behalf of my son, Zach, co-host here at Life, Love, Faith, and Family, we salute you and pray that God will continue to lead you, your family, your amazing ministry of encouragement to other people. And if you've never been to a Dennis Swanberg event, or hey, you're looking for some new material, etc., go up on DennisSwanberg.com. And as always here, if you're looking for help, hope, and encouragement, I'll encourage you to visit our website at timclinton.com or go up on Christian Care Connect. Asking for help's hard. Finding help shouldn't be, especially Christ-centered mental health care. That's ChristianCareConnect.com. As always, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you enjoyed today's broadcast and want to help equip the church to provide Christian mental health care, visit aaccfoundation.org. Your donation ensures this program and your station stay on the air. On behalf of our co-hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, this is Jim Kress. We look forward to having you with us again next time. May God bless you.
This is Dr. Shawnee Anderson, and I'm a licensed clinical psychologist who's been in practice for over 30 years. In my clinical experience, one of the hardest parts for someone struggling with their mental health is the very first step, the just reaching out for help part. I understand that asking for help is hard, but finding that help shouldn't be. At Christian Care Connect, the mission is to make it easier to find a Christian clinician or coach who is compatible with you, someone you feel comfortable with, who shares your faith and values. Whether you're walking through grief, battling anxiety or depression, or facing any other of life's challenges, excellent mental health care providers are here to come alongside you with support that is both clinically excellent and distinctly Christian. If you or someone you know is looking for help and healing, we invite you to take that next step today. Go to ChristianCareConnect.com to find a provider within 100 miles of you. For further support or questions, you can email us at contact@ChristianCareConnect.com. A new way to start your journey to wellness and peace of mind.
Don't miss the 2026 AACC Faith and Flourishing Mega National Conference, with a special emphasis on neuroscience and brain health. Coming to the Lowe's Arlington Hotel in Arlington, Texas in September 2026. Featuring world-leading and dynamic experts like Daniel Amen, George Barna, Jack Graham, Sungyung Tan, Sharon May, Kurt Thompson, Jennifer Ellers, Shawnee Anderson, Zach Clinton, Tim Clinton, and more. Join counselors, psychologists, marriage and family therapists, pastors, ministry leaders, and coaches from around the world. Register now for the best savings at nationalaacc.com. That's nationalaacc.com. The 2026 AACC Faith and Flourishing Mega National Conference.
Do people ever come to you asking for help? Maybe hope? How about prayer? Do you ever wish you understood the issues better that people are wrestling with? Or how about
how to use the Bible more effectively in caring for people? If so, I'd love to get a copy of our Care and Counsel Bible in your hands, featuring 116 topics written by some of the world's best mental health and ministry experts. I think you'll love it. Topics like discouragement, abuse, depression, divorce, anxiety, abortion, and more. So you can learn more about these issues and how to use the Bible more effectively, how to share passages of Scripture with others, maybe even yourself, as you're sitting down over a cup of coffee. You know what I love most about this Bible is that it's so easy to use. You can find right up front an index with subjects, key passages of Scripture, personality profiles, and so much more to go to. So you can use the Bible more effectively in caring for other people. The Care and Counsel Bible right now is retailing for $85. We're going to make it available to you for just $49.99 plus shipping. I think you're going to love it. Hey, for more information about how you can get this Bible right now, go to careandcounsel.com. That's careandcounsel.com.